Okay, escapism may begin with happy hour this evening, but it continues if you go to the movies this weekend. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with what the nation's critics think of two new comedies and a sexy thriller. It's Slate.com's Summary Judgment.
Tina Fey and her old SNL pal Amy Poehler team up in the fertile comedy Baby Mama. Fey plays a hard-working single business executive who hires Poehler, the tough working girl, to be her surrogate.
Did you just stick your gum under my coffee table?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Do you think you're at an Arby's right now?
You know what? I wish I was at an Arby's, because there's better food and cooler people there.
That's true about Arby's, by the way. But even though the critics applaud the leads, they're split on the movie. Variety cheers, Fey is a delight. The Charlotte Observer observes, it's the chemistry between the stars that makes the film stand out, but the New York Post cries crushingly predictable. And for the Hugh Jackman fans out there, you can see the Aussie star play naughty in the sex thriller Deception. Ewan McGregor plays a quiet office drone who has a chance meeting with the suave, mysterious Jackman, who introduces him to a decadent underground sex club full of lust, intrigue, danger, and bad lighting.
Downstairs, you talked about a rule? Are there others?
No rough stuff. I say if that's your thing, take it elsewhere. No business talk, and no names.
And no cell phones. I had no idea an underground sex club had so many rules. Unfortunately, all the panting and petting only left the critics feeling frigid. A bore. Uninspired and disconnected, moans the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. And Variety complains a thin thriller, burdened by clunky dialogue and prone to telegraphing its twist. And those two great American icons, Harold and Kumar, are back. Yes, the first stoner comedy underperformed at the box office, but became a huge DVD seller with the college crowd. So the two anti-heroes return for more adventure in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. And yes, even Neil Patrick Harris returns to play a version of himself. Psst, for those of you waiting for the plot points, you're not the target audience.
Sir, it's our job as airport security to search for all possible weapons or illegal drugs.
So just because of the color of my skin, you assume that I have drugs on me? What, are you a racist?
Racist? Dude, I'm black.
Please, dude. You're barely even brown.
Compared to me, you look like Matthew Perry.
The nation's critics are split, but let's be honest. The film's not for them. I asked Josh, a stoner at a nearby community college, and he said it was, like, totally funny. But Village Voice begs to differ with Josh, calling it mind-numbing. And the Dallas Observer finds Harold and Kumar dumb, but Salon.com smiles giddy, freewheeling, and sweet-natured. You know, also, one of the upsides to releasing a stoner comedy, the amount of munchies bought at the concession stand. I'll take some nachos. Okay, one nacho? No, not one. I'll take as many nachos as you have back there. Oh, and a deep dish pizza. Sir, we don't sell deep dish pizza. Oh, no. Wait, never mind. I already have one in my backpack. Cool.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who just says no here in Los Angeles.